This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomo the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening. This show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, lady golfers, manatees, gray whales, hippos, any other mammals, auklets, larks, wrens, chickadees, or any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. Yeah, geckos. I saw one the other night on one of them vet shows having impacted sperm plugs removed by a lady vet. Friggin' perv getting a hand job from a human. Gross. Ugh. Ugh. All good now? Alright, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Luminous. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, shame on you. And I guess you could catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com, you know, my website and all. Ugh, what a gong show of a week. Just when Iggy thought the worst was over. You know, January was over. It was starting to be sunny a bit more, even if it's still colder than a witch's tit. It's only 6 weeks to spring, and someday it would get better, but nope. It started snowing again. And the forecast says it's gonna keep snowing till Thursday, whereupon it will change to pissing rain. God damn it. So, Friday when Ig woke up and looked out the window, there was a goddamn snow and I was furious. And I barged into Georgie's room and of course the lazy chimp was still sleeping even though the sun was up, sort of, to the extent that it did come up on Friday. Anyways, he climbed up on the bed and I stood on the back of Georgie's head and I yelled, "Chimp! What the hell did you do?" You'd think by now Georgie would know that when Ig's yelling at her, it's because she's been a bad monkey, and if I'm yelling at her first thing in the morning before she's even done anything yet, it's because she's offended the sun god. But no, she's startled and confused every damn time. Anyway, Georgie insists she didn't offend the sun god, and she's not responsible for the snow, but of course she would say that. "I'm sick of the damn snow too, Zomo. Well, then go do something about it. I'll shove him on the sidewalk after breakfast. Ah, damn." Yeah, it didn't matter, goddamn. Snow kept coming. And then Georgie wanted to go to that new age hippie bookshop on West 4th in Vancouver, you know, Vancouver proper, not our suburb, because they were having a big sale. Here's a random side note. How come the hippies need to have a sale? I thought money was the root of all evil, so why are they charging prices to the point where they can afford to have a sale once a year? Anyways, so Georgie wanted to go there, and I wanted to supervise her. Make sure she didn't buy, you know, subversive books, you know. Anyways, so after breakfast, and of course watching Georgie shovel the driveway and the sidewalk, you know, from the safety of the warm living room window, of course, well, not as warm as it is in July, but, you know, warmer. Anyways, I bundled up in a sweater and my bunny fur coat and climbed into Georgie's big tote bag next to a warm hot water bottle, and we set out for the sale with the car heat cranked to the point where Georgie was complaining about it making her eyeballs dry and scratchy. Screw you, Georgie. Should have thought about that before offending the sun god, huh? Anyway, so then we get inside the hippie bookshop. Georgie managed to park just in front, and obviously I stayed in the tote bag. Keeps semi-warm until we got inside, and I climbed up on Georgie's shoulder. You know, while she browsed so I could heckle her. "Georgie, look, there's a book about how to find yourself a man monkey before your monkey bits dry up and fall out. You should buy that one." "I knew I should have left you at home." "Shut up, Georgie. You know, the one good thing about the hippie bookstore is I think one of the, I was going to say men, but they're not really men. They're kind of male, you know, like the neutered skinny jean types. Anyways, I think one of them is, having tantric non-relations, whatever, hippie, however it is that hippies try to replicate themselves with this, she's not a painter. One of Georgie's dumb artsy-fartsy friends, Well, I think she's a printmaker or something stupid like that. Anyways, point is, Georgie, when we go to the hippie bookstore, Georgie can't have a spaz attack when I goad her into it, because then her social life would be ruined, such as it is. You know, because then semi-quasi-dude monkey might see that happen, and then he'd tell her dumbass printmaker friend, and then her dumbass printmaker friend would tell all her friends that Georgie's a bitch who doesn't love animals. So, of course, I'm really obnoxious when we go to the books, hippie bookstore. Ain't nothing Georgie can do about it. Anyways, where was I with this? Oh, yeah. Aside from the hippies that Georgie knows, there was this one hippie bitch who made a snippy comment about my fur coat. I just told her to shut her pie hole, because if her species wasn't so busy destroying planet Earth and offending the sun god, there would be no need for me to wear a fur coat to keep warm because of climate change. And shut her up real fast. You know, the great thing about hippies is they don't understand that what they call climate change is actually just weather, but, you know, whatever. Georgie, of course, was mortified, but tough shit. Georgie couldn't say nothing because, you know, she doesn't want people to think she's not an animal lover. Anyway, lo and behold. So we're in there. Who walks in but technical support monkey? She was buying some Buddha statuettes and some books about chakras. Some such bullshit, I don't know. Anyways, we get talking. It turns out she and her dad went on the ferry ride over to Vancouver Island the day before on the Thursday to look at real estate. And I says to her, Iguana didn't know they had icebreakers in the ferry fleet. The sea never ices up down here. The only ice we saw was, like, there were some marshes we drove by. Those were, like, frozen. It was actually nice there yesterday. Really sunny and bright. Just, like, cold. So in other words, not tropical. Doesn't matter whether it's sunny and bright. It's freezing cold. It ain't tropical. Why you want to go to some stupid island anyways if it's not tropical?
Well, we could get, like, more land there for cheaper and, like, get away from all the congestion in our suburb.
You know, you could... more land for cheaper, huh? You could probably get 1,000 acres of frozen tundra in the Yukon for 47 cents and never see another living being there, Chimpette, but that doesn't make it a good idea.
Yeah, but it's like, nicer on the island.
Yeah, right.
You'd like it there. There's, like, there's more sun in the Cowichan Valley than here.
Iguana, highly doubt that it's as sunny as Los Angeles is.
No, but it's, like, better than here.
Most places are, Chimpette. And then technical support monkey says to Georgie,
Georgie, you should, like, think about it. There's, like, lots of art stuff happening out there, and you could always get a ferry back to go to openings and stuff here.
Yeah, I thought about Victoria. It seems a major hassle to move, though. Ig piped up and said, are there lots of bachelors in Victoria? Georgie needs to get herself a man monkey. Shut up, Zomo!
I don't know. I heard people are friendlier over there, so...
Oh, yeah. So Georgie won't fit in, huh? That's too bad. I'm friendly! No, Georgie, you're a bitch and you're stuck up. I am not stuck up! How the hell do you think I'm stuck up? You won't give Mr. Heidel a chance, and you never accept dates with any of the guys Iggy tries to set you up with. I don't want to date some drug dealer you ran into at the SkyTrain station. I'm not going out with the homeless guy from behind 7-Eleven. You say drug dealer, Iguana says entrepreneur, and as for the homeless guy, you said you wanted an outdoorsy kind of guy. Anyway, so Georgie was being an unreasonable bitch as per usual, but, you know, not to the point where, you know, she had to still be reining it in a bit because she didn't want, you know, her friend's quasi-dude monkey to start spreading rumors about her being an animal hater. Anyways, so Georgie was being unreasonable. So he went back to interrogating technical support monkey about this land thing. Well, she pulled out her phone and she showed me a couple of the houses they looked at, and I says to her, don't buy that Shawnigan Lake house, Chimpette. It sucks.
What do you mean? It's a nice big house. It's got lots of trees. And
yeah, the wrong kind of trees.
What do you mean?
Those are them stupid, scratchy cedar and fir trees. They suck. They don't even have any fruit on them. Totally worthless.
But you could climb them.
They're scratchy. Less evil things live in trees like that. Hawks, eagles, owls, cougars, coyotes. Nothing good lives there.
Oh, there's a nice big sun deck, and it's kind of away from the trees.
Yeah, nice big sun deck, which is easily accessible to said evil things from the scratchy trees.
But it's a really nice neighborhood, though.
Shaunigan Lake is a terrible neighborhood.
How would you know?
It's next to a lake. That's never good.
You mean it's pretty, and you could go swimming there, and
Iguana doesn't like swimming.
Well, okay, but there's like a beach, and you could sun yourself on it.
Which is easily accessible to the evil things from the scratchy trees, plus the lake monster.
Oh, what? There's no lake monster in, like, Shaunigan Lake.
Sure there is. There's an Ogopogo Loch Ness sort of monster.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. Every big lake has one. And technical support monkey had no answer for that, because of course she knows I'm right. So she changed the subject.
Well, okay, there's also this other place in the Cowichan Valley. It's up on a hill.
That house had no trees big enough to hide evil things, so I'll grant that, you know, because it was built on an old clear-cut area, which, by the way, Iguanas fully supports clear-cutting the forests up here. They're shitty. You know, cut those down, use the wood for stuff, and then you can plant the proper kind of trees that we have down in the Colombian rainforest. You know, the ones that have edible leaves and stuff and fruit. Anyways, so obviously they tried to make an improvement, but then they didn't replant it with the right kind of trees. They just put houses there so people could live there, which is, you want people. Anyways, so it was a definite improvement in that regard, because how could it not be? The photos looked relatively sunny as well. My sister, how far is that place from civilization?
It's like 15 minutes to Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts?
No, it's a town called Duncan.
Do they have a Dunkin' Donuts there?
No, I don't think so, but there's like two or three Tim Hortons and a food truck that specializes in mini donuts.
Mm-hmm. Iguana can't help but think that somebody missed out on a major marketing opportunity.
Well, okay, but Dunkin' Donuts is like more of an American thing, so, you know, it's like...
Well, so Get President Trump moving on in the invasion of Canada, and there will be a Dunkin' Donuts in Dunkin', I guarantee you.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, but no, there's Tim Hortons. You could get donuts there.
Anyways, do they have a skanker size class for you nearby?
No, I'd have to drive to Nanaimo for pole dancing classes.
What's-his-face guitar dude will be sorely disappointed that you're giving up the hooker dancing.
Well, it's only like 40 minutes to Nanaimo. I mean, I could still do it if I wanted to.
Okay. Wait a sec. Does What's-his-face know you're skipping town on him?
Well, yeah, he doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Victoria now. He knows I'm moving.
Victoria's on the island too. Yeah. I get it. You're going there to stalk him. I gotcha.
No, I'm moving to Duncan or Shaunigan Lake.
No, you're not moving to Shaunigan Lake, Chimpette. What did Iguana just tell you about the lake monster that will eat your face off?
There's no monster in Shaunigan Lake, Zomo.
Why aren't you going to Victoria, Chimpette? Hard to stalk What's-His-Face from another town. I'm not stalking him.
Right. I wanted to live on the island since I was a little kid.
And Georgie butted in and told me to stop hassling technical support, Mickey. Whatever, Georgie. Mind your own beeswax, Georgie. Now listen here, Chimpette. If you want to stalk What's-His-Face, you can't be getting your face eaten off by the lake monster. It'll ruin your chances. Nobody wants a Chimpette with a chewed up face. You can't be living in the Dunkin' Donuts. You gotta go to whatever his favorite bar is and tart it up down there in order to get his attention. So you need to live in Victoria, so when you roofie his drink, you don't have to drag his unconscious body too far to keep him locked up in your basement forevermore. You know, you gotta think of the logistics.
I'm not stalking him, and I'm not gonna put anything in his drink.
Right. Keep saying that, it'll get more convincing with practice. No, I'm really not stalking him! And that's when you ain't married yet, Chimpette. You need to find out where he lives and move in next door and just randomly on purpose keep bumping into him at the grocery store, or liquor store, wherever it is musician dudes hang out. I told you I'm not stalking him! It's getting a bit better, but it still needs a bit more work. You're starting to sound sure like Georgie, so you know, you gotta find that happy medium. Anyway, another tip. You got to find out where his parents live so you can just happen to be going for a walk around their block when he comes over for Sunday dinner and, you know, to get his laundry done by mom. I'm not stuck in it. I think he does his own laundry. Right. Yeah, he does his own laundry. Human males don't understand how washing machines work, okay? He ain't got a wife because you ain't started stalking him enough yet. That means his mom has to do his laundry for him. It's just the way human biology works. I'm not stalking him! That one's laying it on a little thick. You want to back it off. Like I said, you got to find the sweet spot. Otherwise, it sounds too forced and insincere. You know, a kind of chimpette doth protest too much sort of thing. Anyways, do you know where his favorite bar is? You should start getting passed out drunk there so he has to rescue your hobag ass from getting molested.
God damn it. See, this is why I'm moving to Cowichan. That way no one can say shit like this.
Dumbass, you're never going to accidentally on purpose run into what's-his-face in the damn Cowichan Valley.
Exactly.
stupid chip. How are you going to badger him into marrying you if you don't keep running into him accidentally on purpose?
Well, he invites me to his band's show, Zomo. I can just see him then.
Yeah, but what about in between?
Haven't you ever heard of, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder and stuff?
No, chimpette, that doesn't work on dude monkeys. They need to see your tatas to make anything grow. And that ain't gonna happen if you're up in buttfuck nowhere in the Cowland Valley, far away from accidentally running into him on purpose, and he can't see your tatas. Anyways, we kept going around in this idiot dance, because there is just no getting through to technical support, monkey. Anyways, I almost even forgot to supervise what Georgie bought, but, doesn't matter. Anyways, so it was that expedition on Friday. I just realized Iguana forgot to tell Technical Support Monkey that he still expects her to come back into town every week in order to come post my podcast for me. Tough shit for her if it's long and expensive. It's not my problem if she decides to move away. Anyways, the snow is continuing. I swear to God, there's like 6 feet of it on the front yard. I mean, Georgie insists, it's only a foot. Shut up, Georgie. It's 6 feet, I can tell. Just by looking at it. Anyways. At least it's sunny today, I guess. Not a warm kind of sun, though. Yeah, I gotta figure out what it is Georgie's done to offend the sun god. She's gotta stop this shit, otherwise spring's never gonna come. Here's a terrifying thought. God, I hope it doesn't happen. Anyways, I gotta think positive. Spring's coming. Not soon enough, but it's got to be on its way eventually. I got myself all stressed out. I got to go have a nap. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, lock them outside in the freezing cold. And then you can go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.